Thanks for tuning in to your Day Off Podcast, hosted by your boys, Corey and Tony.
I think by the end of today, I might have another best friend.
They're committed to making you fall in love with the hair industry, one podcast at a time.
You're going to grab a lot of information.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot.
Presented by Hairdistry and powered by Schedulicity.
Without further ado, should we do?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Your Day Off Podcast will begin after a word from our sponsors.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Introducing Norm Self-Checkout for All. Do you often find yourself in a tizzy with a credit card reader? Or perhaps tiptoeing around tipping etiquette? Maybe even paying scandalously steep card-not-present fees? Norm is here to solve it all. Think of Norm as payment simplified. No card reader for you, no wallet for your client. Instead, patrons pay and tip you straight from their phones. Checkout details are carried through the ether by either a text message or QR code. Your client receives a notification and pays with their previously saved card details. All they have to do is add a grand, luxurious gratuity. And all available with one low rate as a part of Schedulicity Pay. Try Norm Self-Checkout for All. Safe, secure, and shockingly simple. Find out how using Norm can increase tips, speed up payment, and free you from unreliable card readers all at one low rate. Visit paywithnorm.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jerry Natuno, and this amazing podcast is brought to you by Schedulicity.
Radio. You're listening to Hair Love Radio, where we have honest conversations about what it takes to make your dreams a reality, start unlocking your potential, and live your best life, helping ambitious hairstylists, salon owners, and educators spread their light and love. It's time to step into your power.
Hey, welcome to your day off. My name is Corey. Of course, I'm sitting with my best bud, Tony. What's up, Tony?
What's going on, brother?
Dude, I am so, like, honored that that we get to do a Hair Love takeover, Hair Love Radio takeover.
Definitely. And, you know, and even honored to be here. You know what I mean? Because somebody said that we were the first guys invited to, as to be a part of the educational crew or podcast crew or whatever. So, I mean, that's an honor. But just to
and
be just, here.
And paint the picture that we are at the Hair Love Retreat in Zion, National Park, which is amazing. Speaking of painting, everything looks like a friggin' painting around here, right?
Yeah, it's so peaceful, so beautiful, so breathtaking. And then watching all these people experience something that's pretty cool.
It's very, very cool. It's like, I keep saying, like, if you watch it on TV, if you watch it on, like, Instagram or any of that kind of stuff, it kind of, like, it has this woo-woo feeling. And I'm not going to say that it's not woo-woo, but it's way more practical than just that. You know, it's not like if you manifest it, it comes. It's like, if you manifest it, now go to fuck to work.
Right.
Right? And it kind of supports you and gives you, like, how to get the work done, too.
Yeah. And just seeing, like we talked about before, this women supporting women, empowering women is pretty pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool, and we're literally the outsiders, so it's pretty cool to see it as an outsider as well, you know.
100%.
But at the same time, like, we're a part of everything, you know. We're not being excluded from anything or, you know.
Not at all.
And Elizabeth said that, like, even, like, when she asked us to come, we're so honored. We're like, what can we do? I thought we were going to, like, you know, put up tents and, you know, carry chairs and stuff. She's like, no, I want you guys to experience it. And I'm, you know, honored and grateful that's the case.
Yep. You and our guest that we're about to have on, I'm kind of curious to see what she feels and how she feels about
definitely
about the Hair Love
Retreat. Well, here's what's really cool about this is that we weren't scheduled to talk to her today.
Not at all.
You know, we weren't scheduled to talk to her today at all. With some, you know, planes and plane delays and stuff, we had opportunity to talk to someone. So we literally, like, snagged her out of the crowd and said, girl, we got to talk.
Yeah, especially she's from
Maryland.
Yeah, from Maryland.
She's from Maryland. So you're gonna hear a lot of like Maryland accents in this podcast. So,
and she has such a beautiful soul herself. Mm-hmm. So when you get to know her, just how deep and how rich and how, and she's a badass hairdresser.
Badass hairdresser too.
You know what I mean? So. You see her skills is. On par with anybody else.
That's awesome. So today our guest is all the way from Maryland, Sophia Musto. I didn't mess that up, I hope.
I wish I had my little cheer button.
So Sophia, man, welcome to the Hair Love Radio podcast.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, so much. This is so fun. We're in this awesome RV. It's every hairdresser's dream to be sitting in
here. Dude, for real, this is like the Hair Love RV that we're sitting in. How cool is that?
I know. Right? It is so like modern and nice, like it's awesome.
And it's 100 degrees outside the RV.
We are literally in the only air conditioned space in the entire. So if you hear that buzz of the AC, you know, just honor that because we're all honoring.
Yes, we are honoring the AC right now. We all have the Zion glow, I call it.
Right. Yeah, the Zion glow. Not showered and you stink and you're sweaty.
And a little like dewy. Yeah.
So I guess my first question out the box.
All right.
Why are you here? Why are you at Hair Love Retreat?
I watched the first Hair Love Retreat in 2019. I was an outsider having FOMO. Like, gosh, why didn't I take the plunge? Mm-hmm. Why did I let limiting beliefs tell me I can't do things? I can't camp. I can't share a room with somebody. I can't sleep outside. So I was like, I'm going to do this. So I turned 40 last year, and I made it like a bucket list to join and commit to the workshop in a box program. So in August of 2019, I became the freshman of Workshop in a Box. And in March of 2020, we all know what happened. Uh-huh. And these girls became my sisters. Like, during the hardest time, I was the only girl from Maryland in there. So I was like, is this happening everywhere? Or is this just happening in my community? So, like, I was broken and they were broken. And together, I loved how one of my coaches says, we made this beautiful mosaic. Together, we became like stained glass. We held each other's hands. We cried it out. We bitched it out. We like got it done. And in that time, we had a leader of Elizabeth telling us to be the change. And if we wanted to be the change, we had to stay healthy, not just in our bodies, but in our mindset. Because how could we give to our clients in this dark time if we're tuning into the noise that they're tuning into? So it was so humbling to be with these like-minded people, because there isn't a lot of people that think and feel this way. Mm-hmm. And now we're all united here together in the most magical postcard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did yoga this morning. I'm like, pinch me. Am I in a freaking postcard?
By the way, you did yoga like on like a mountaintop.
On a helicopter pad. A helicopter pad on a mountain.
With mountains above you, mountains below you, yes. Valley. It's just, it's
breathtaking.
Jamie C said it best last night. I'm sitting in a postcard.
We are sitting in a postcard. Like, so feel amazing. That energy, because it is true.
Wow.
That is so cool. So what's, you've done other shows and stuff?
I haven't. I've done like Premiere in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. but in like Crystal City, Virginia shows for like Salon Centric and things like that. But normally I'm not good in like big group environments.
Well, that's what's kind of neat about this one, is that it's not that big of a group.
Yeah, it's more intimate. So you really get to talk to the educators. Mm-hmm. You really get to have these deep conversations and get to see the inside. Like the round tables yesterday, you could never get that experience anywhere. We got to sit at a table. We got to sit with you and talk about how you started your podcast, how you got inspired. Like I never would have been able to have that rich conversation with you and know like how you started if I wasn't here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And what's really cool for us is that it's not about the educators necessarily, but it's about each and every soul that's here.
Yes. because we're all the same. Like, we're soul family. Yeah, and we're all searching, you know.
And it's just, and everybody's on that level, even though there's, like, educators here, there's bigger names here and stuff like that. But everybody, like, you know, everybody's the same
height. It's like an equal. It totally feels like that.
What's the biggest, between, like, Premiere and stuff, what's the biggest difference between Hair Love? Like what is?
Community.
Boom. She didn't hesitate.
No.
There's no community like this.
Yeah, I see that. I feel that because, we do a lot of shows. And it's just, you go there and absorb. There's not necessarily a community vibe, right? Mm-hmm. It's just you go there, you retrieve what you want to retrieve out of the show, and then you go home. Here, it's so deeper than that. It's like you come here and you're going to receive, but at the same time, you're going to give. You know what I mean? And everybody here is doing the exact same thing. So it's a great place to network. It's a great place to fill your cup up. Yeah, it's a great place to fill other people's cup up. It's like, it's so beautiful.
What came to my mind when you said that is like when we're at the other shows, we're consuming, mm-hmm. And at this show, we're receiving. And yeah. I think that there's a difference there, right?
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah. And as life is, you receive when you give.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and everybody's filling everybody else's cup up. You know what I mean? And it's quite the experience.
It's really, really cool. That's so cool, man. We love it here. You can't put it into words. It's like, you know what it is? It's exactly like when you try to take a picture of those mountains out there. Like, you see it, but you don't experience it.
Right.
Like, right? You can't get it from the picture. So that's what this whole thing is about. Like, you're going to see it, and trust me, you're going to have FOMO because we all feel the FOMO.
Yes.
But until you experience it, it's just a two-dimensional picture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so these, we've been here, what, 2 days now?
Two sleeps. That's
two
it.
Sleeps.
Yeah, that's it.
And how has it been for you these 2 days?
It's been really interesting because it's like I'm a mother and I have 3 children at home. So, of course, I have a different routine. And then I have 2 roommates that come from different parts of the world. And then one was in workshop in a box with me and one was in a different coaching program with me with Jamie C. So it's fun to have them marry each other and then them meet each other. And then just kind of like this ripple effect kind of like keep going to create this huge wave. So I get to meet like all these magical people that I never would have connected with if we weren't all in this area together. And then yesterday we got to experience this hike, and it's kind of like you're on a trail and you don't know what's coming next. You don't know what curve you're going to hit. You don't know what mountain you're going to have to climb.
And that's literal.
Yes, literal. Or climb. Or just stop and take it in and say, I did my best.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm present. And I did it.
It's really funny. So, and hopefully we're going to be able to release that as a podcast. We talked to Elizabeth. Get this. Let me know if you like this idea. We talked to Elizabeth about releasing her keynote as a podcast.
Yes.
So if we've released this, listen back, because here was my mantra all day yesterday, like humping that mountain, which, by the way, I just saw is the scariest climb in America or scariest in the world or something. It got a word. It was the... So during her keynote, she talked about find the ease and struggle. Mm-hmm. And the entire time that I was going up the mountain, I was like, I was looking for the ease, not looking for the struggle. And that legitimately like helped me take my next step, right?
Yeah.
Find the ease. This is what it's about. And where the ease really comes in, and I don't know if whatever, but is when you're on the peak and you get to see it. You know, you've earned your way there, and your legs are on fire and you're sweating and everything. But at that moment, like none of that mattered.
Right.
None of that mattered.
So now that we've established we're here at Hair Love, let's figure out your journey, how you got to Hair Love.
Okay.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Baltimore City.
Baltimore.
Like BMO. In Baltimore City. BMO.
My father was a Baltimore City fireman, so we had to live in Baltimore City.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah, back in the day, you had to live in the city. So then my parents put me in, like, private schools growing up. And then I went to an all-girls school called Mercy High School. And there is the foundation where women need to be stronger and kind of dominate some masculine energy in this world where women can make change. So when I found Hair Love, it was similar to my foundation of my Mercy sisters. So I brought that energy in to Hair Love
Was it like a boarding school, or is it just a school that
just,
you went to?
Just there? School. Like, we had to wear the uniform, the blazer, the socks.
And you did that since elementary school?
Elementary school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then they tried to talk me out of being a hairdresser. I mean, I got a lot of limiting beliefs growing up into that environment because I shaved my head, I colored my hair burgundy, and they were like, young girls do not color their hair. You mm-hmm. color Easter eggs, not your hair. You don't have gray hair. You should not be doing that. And I'm like, and then I started doing everybody else's, and I was like, well, I'm doing that.
Wow. How old were you when you were doing that?
1994, 14 years old.
Wow.
Because I used to go to my Aunt Rita's house, and I come from a large Italian family, and I used to love going over there and smelling the perm and eating the pasta, and I was like, I am going to bring this to people one day. Like, I loved looking in the mirror and seeing somebody just be happy with that human connection and touch. So then I went into being a receptionist in an Asian-dominated nail salon so that I could help everybody communicate and get along.
Wow. So and you're just a giver.
I am a giver.
Oh, you can just see the sweet spirit inside of
me. I'm like a Care Bear power. Like, I'm standing in my power stance, and sunshine is just, like, radiating out of me. Uh-huh. That's how I feel.
So, obviously, at 14 years old, your parents were not digging what you wanted to do, but you didn't back away. I mean, how did that go? Because, I mean, obviously you're still a kid and you're still living in home, and obviously it's going to create friction. It's going to create something, right?
It wasn't easy. And, you know, I just felt this passion. So I turned pain into my passion, into my purpose. So, like, I took that Care Bear power where I was like, if you don't believe in me, I'm going to make you regret that decision the rest of your life. Because I don't need your belief. I need mine. And if I am feeling this fire inside of me, then I can't turn off. That is my soul saying, do it.
Right, right.
So I had an idea and was, like, shamed at Mercy. And I had this teacher, and I wanted her to like me because she had this, like, masculine energy. And I was looking for that approval. I was seeking that approval. Like, I needed that validation. So that, like, helped me in my hairdressing world. But I came up with this whole business plan where we had to invest money into the stock market. And then out of those gains, we had to create a business. So my business was this that I'm sitting in right now, which is just, like, I can't believe my manifestation. I wanted to create a beauty bus for strong women that were lawyers, judges, medical professionals, and create a blow dry bus and makeup bus so that before they went to work, I would park it in front of a gym. That way I could make them feel beautiful and badass and learn their intelligence of something that never really, like, reading the book in school never really drew to me. Sitting and playing with my friend's hair in front of me and touching her and, like, massaging her. Her was what I wanted to do. I wanted to love her, not look at the book. I wanted to talk about her socks and how they felt and why she chose those socks.
Right. Wow. And being such a young person, to have that kind of drive, it's definitely... it's in your soul. It was your calling.
It was just meant for me. Like, I feel like my hands were meant to touch others to remind them of, like, how wonderful they are, because they can do what I do. It's just if they believe in themselves.
So how were you able to overcome those few years at home trying to get them to believe in what you're trying to do?
I just kept showing up. Just, I made my own way. Like, when I was in high school, my parents paid for my education. So anything fun or anything, like, they bought my uniforms. They didn't buy my clothes. They didn't pay for my, like, trips with my friends. And my other sister went to a different school. She went to Maryvale. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's, like, in Reisterstown area. And it was, like, a castle and a different type of school. So we were, like, completely different. And I just kept pushing through because I worked at a salon that I just loved. And then I actually followed a stylist that I, like, looked up to. I was like, I'm only going to take advice from people that I would trade places with because I want a seat at the table because I deserve to be at the table.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many people in our industry that go through where the parents do not support this industry for some reason. It just has a negative stigma for the longest time. And it's nice to see so many people kind of like sticking to their guns, believing in it, and changing that stigma.
I mean, for us, it was we had nothing else to do. Yeah. Right? I mean, like, we were like, what are our options? You know, we either like embrace this hair world or there's nothing. I didn't have any other like options, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, with this industry, and you know, share this with those people that might not believe in you, like, there's more money than you possibly know in this industry, you know, and it's not, you don't have to live in poverty. Like poverty.
No.
No, at all, you know.
But it needs to be taught, because it's not taught in beauty school.
What's that? What's not taught?
Like, business, money, how much something cost, mindset work. I mean, that's what I loved about Workshop in the Box. I'd never done any type of mindset work. I never even knew what it was. And our first exercise was to draw ourselves. And you had to pause the module. And then we had to be accountable and take a picture of our drawing. So you couldn't pass through it. And then all of us were in this group, like, chat, and we were taking pictures. And the way that you drew yourself was the way that you saw yourself. So if you draw yourself with a small mouth, that means that you don't talk a lot. And if you drew big ears, it meant you were a big listener. If you had a big mouth, and it was just like, if you didn't draw hands, that meant that you weren't open. And I was like, this is very interesting. And then you took that mindset work to understand a client, because then you have to bring emotional intelligence in to understand that it's not always about you, it's about them, and like what journey they're on. How did they wake up in the morning? Was somebody screaming at them? Was somebody loving them? Did they wake up feeling lonely? Like, you never understand the journey somebody's on. And like, maybe, like for me, I am loud and rambunctious. Like, I'm not going to be for everybody, but I don't take that personally. I learned that that's more their story than mine, and then I need to be respectful of their boundaries. So that's how mindset brings to boundaries. And then once we have that foundation, then we know our worth and we'll add the tax. And I never knew that until I joined Workshop in a Box and did the perfect pricing method. I never knew really how to scale and put a value on my creativity, because how do you charge for something you love to do? Like, that's like to my kids, $100. $100. I hugged you. That's what my hug is worth. Like, I want to hug them. I want to love them. Like, how do you put a price on that? Like, if I won the lottery tomorrow and you said, Sophia, you're taken care of and you can take care of your family and your friends and everybody's taken care of, I'd show up to work just like I do today and do nothing different.
We're different in that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely do this, but I think I would probably step out from behind the chair. Only because...
Because you're old.
Well, one, because I'm old. most importantly, because I'm old. But I would feel that I would have the opportunity to do this more. And, like, I think that we can impact more people through the podcast than I can behind the chair.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Because you have the knowledge and the experience before social media, before these kind of retreats, before the new generation is teaching us how to release and trust.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're in high school.
Okay.
Okay. And your drive is just bigger than ever to become this badass hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
Did you apprentice or did you go to hair school? Did you start doing it in high school? Obviously, you were coloring your hair and your friend's hair at 14. So did that particular thing keep growing? I mean, how did you end up in the industry?
So I, in high school, had three jobs. I worked at Trade Secret. Are you familiar? It was a product store. So I got to look. Yeah. I learned about all brands and what brands represented and where their money went. And it was like, this is so much bigger than what I knew. And then I shampooed. And then I went to the school that was called Roberts Institute of Hair Design, which later became Robert Paul Academy. And there they could just see the spark in me, but just, again, knew that I needed that approval. Like, in high school, I had like a 1.9 GPA. I just couldn't understand and learn because I had so much outside noise that I couldn't focus. But when I got to hair school, I was a straight A student. And they were saying, not many people can pass that state board. And I passed it with flying colors and felt so confident in that. And I was so fortunate that the owners of the school, it was a family. So it was Robert was the dad, and then Miss Bev was the instructor. And then Daria was the instructor. And then their son, Bobby, owned a hair salon. So they chose me to and asked me if I wanted to go and work there when I got out of hair school. And I was like, hell yes. Sign me up. Like, what do I, you got to give me a kidney? Like, let's do this. Yeah. So it was like right down the street and it was taking me out of my comfort zone. Like, here I am, a Baltimore City girl. And I grew up with very strict parents, like in a Catholic dominant, like growing up that way. So when I graduated hair school in December 28th, 1999, Y2K baby, I moved out of my house.
Wow.
And became an adult.
So you said your parents are very strict, and you said your sister and you are like went to opposite schools. You went to, is she older or younger?
I have an older and a younger sister. I'm the middle child.
Awesome. And so the one that you referred to went to the other school, was it your older sister?
Correct.
And did she kind of like just followed the everything your parents like wanted her to do? And like
she was the first college graduate of her family. You know, I was the only one that didn't go to college in my family.
So,
but I told him I was going to be the first millionaire in our family without a college degree.
I love
booyah,
that.
For real.
Awesome. And so by you not, I guess, sticking in between the lines, you're creating like this havoc in the inside the household. Did you stay at home?
I did, and I was like really depressed. So like think about like when you were like mutating into a young adult and in your hormones and like growing through that, and I just didn't value my life. Like I felt like growing up with religion, it gave me like a suicidal ideology because it was like you have to pay for your sins in order, and you have to die for like your sins. Like that's how I was thinking. So I actually tried to take my life in high school because it just didn't feel so worthy, and I severed my ring finger and my pinky tendons, and my arm was cut so beak open that they had to stitch it shut and then x-ray it and then open it back up to remove glass and then restitch it and then have surgery. And they were like, you will never be able to make a fist. You will never be able to hold a pair of shears. You will never be able to go back to your shampoo job. And I go, okay, yes, I will. And I got a stress ball and said, I am going to let my haters be my motivators. And I make it a fist proudly.
Yeah. And it's a strong fist, it looks like.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And I do yoga on it and I can do it all.
That's just like kind of like tugs on your heartstrings when you know, you can feel the pain, you can feel. Especially such a young person. So we have young people listening to this podcast all the time, and if they're going through similar struggles, I mean, what are some of the things that you want to share with them to kind of get them to, because you know, suicidal is really prevalent in our, not just in our industry, but in our society.
Yeah,
more so than ever.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's a weird kind of like, it seems more, either we're hearing about it more or it's more prevalent. I don't mm-hmm. know.
Well, I just think I never talked about it until recently, but I felt that Hair Love gave me that safe space to know that maybe I'm supposed to tell somebody that, to show them that if you're feeling that way, you're not alone. It's just that you need to heal. And sometimes healing out loud with others in community gives you that hug energetically that you need, because mm-hmm. you aren't alone. You right. aren't. There's so many people out there that like think their thoughts. Like that was an exercise we did yesterday. And did you guys get to do that thought exercise?
At the end with...
Like where you got to say hello in your brain?
No. And then,
okay, so we had to do this exercise of how powerful our thoughts are, because we can mental movie make and become the lead role actor in our head, the director, the extras, you know? So we did this exercise where we said hello in our head, and now say it louder. Now scream it.
In your head.
In your head. Hear that voice. That's your thought. Now say it in a different language. Say it with an accent. And then think about how different all of our answers are going to be and what we have no idea what's going on up there. like, you could never guess what I was thinking my accent. This one girl sitting next to me was like, I was like, Seinfeld, hello. And I was like, Chantel, I'm going to love you forever. I hear it from the canyon. Like, you know what I mean? But like, how powerful that is. So now think, what age is that voice? Because that is the age that's begging you to heal something. Mm-hmm. Because if you're feeling like stress and you're feeling these like low vibrant thoughts, that is the way that you need to heal. That's the answer. Ask, why was I taught this? Why do I believe this? Is this true or is this neutral? Because I never have to do this again. I lived it. I did it. And it wasn't good or bad. It's just neutral. And there's always a solution.
And you have so many other sisters in yesterday going through that same thing. And that's what makes the Hair Love Retreat so special. You know what I mean? Because you can just address all that that's still inside that, you know, that that's needs to be healed or needs to be just...
There's women that, like, have lost babies. There's women that have, like, look at this. Britt and Jamie both shared that Britt heard her father's beating heart to the last minute where she has a tattoo. And then Jamie had that same experience with her brother. And both of them last night were the keynote speakers. Like, that is magic. And look at them. They are strong, dominant, powerful women that we look up to. But they also have weakness. It's that yin and yang, you know? Yeah. That's where there's good, there's bad. Where there's bad, there's good. But, like, look at their strength. And we would never know that if we didn't have, like, this connection and these deep conversations to let somebody be seen, be felt, and be heard. Like, I got to have that intimate talk with Kia. Like, we live in the same state, but sometimes I, like, get afraid, like, am I welcome and things like that. But, again, that's my thoughts. That's my mental movie making. Kia was so welcoming and taught me so much. And, like, I add that tool to my toolbox, and I appreciate that. And I just, that's what I love about this community, because everybody here is the same.
That's it. And then big shout out to Kia. We're big, big, big fans of Kia. And like, she's a legit badass herself.
So grateful she's here. I'm sure this is so far out of her comfort zone. I mean, like, and then to like sit and be a leader and somebody to look up to create a safe place where we can have real conversations. Yeah. I love it. And yesterday people were asking questions and she's like, thank you for asking that question. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people want to ask those questions. And you know what? Come here, do your safe space. Here, there's plenty of room at the table for you. There's a seat for everybody. Because here in Hair Love, we believe that there's room at the top for everybody. There's enough for all. There's abundance everywhere. And we're feeling it right now. And then we're going to be the light workers with their Care Bear power saying, boom, abundance.
Boom, abundance. That's awesome.
Right? You feel it, right?
Yeah, you're so infectious. You're so sweet.
Thank you.
All right. So okay. So now you went to Robert Paul's school.
Yeah.
And you graduate. So... Because where you are now, top 30, right?
Right? Top 30.
Top 30 to what?
Alpha Parf Colorist of the Year.
Stop it.
I know.
So.
My face hurts. Like, when it came in the mail, I was like, that's not for me. Like, my own hairstylist is in this competition. Like, that's why I go to her. Right. And then Jordan is here, and she's in it, too. And I just wrapped up a class with Cassie and Janetta, and like, I'm a total fangirl for Janetta because she had me switch from my color line to Alpha Parf last year. She got me falling in love with treatments because I'm a big soul care and self-care person.
Right.
So I added more of that intimacy into my treatment room when I'm like, got people in the Zen den.
We need to meet Janetta a little bit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Watch my hair bounce. Is Janetta Walker. I am a big fangirl. She has my dream hair. Like, that's my dream hair. That pink blush hair.
Yeah.
And she is so technical, but she makes it so fun. Like, it feels like a conversation, like a boomerang with her. Like, she includes you in the conversation and makes it fun and teaches you about different, like, I learned all about these different curl types and coils, and like, you could rate them by number. And then she taught us this really cool story with Alpha Parf, that they got their vision from the Egyptians, and they would put this flaxen art arginine oil where they, that's like their technology. And then they would put the oil and then bury it in the soil for like 6 months. And then that's how they would make these shiny, like Egyptian wigs. And that's how like their inspiration came. And I'm like, this is so rad.
That is so cool. Yeah, we need to make that a point to like before the weekend's over that we get to know her because we have a great relationship with Cassie.
Oh, you're gonna love her. Yeah,
but not Jeanette. I mean, just yeah. All right, we're gonna make that happen.
So we have a little bit of ground to make up. So we just graduated from hair school.
Okay.
And we're top 30 colors of Alpha Blonde. Right. So obviously you're still not necessarily struggling, but you're still living at home. You still have the resistance from your family. You're not too far from there where you've attempted suicide.
No, I know.
Where and how did all that change to take you where you are today? I mean, did you go apprentice? Did you work? I mean, who was your mentor? How did you get to where you are?
So my mentor was Robert Cremines, and that's why I hired Elizabeth. So in 2001, after September 11th was the day that I was like, this is the day I'm changing my life. So I dated the same boy through high school. Like, I was a good little Catholic girl. And the day I graduated on December 28th, I moved into his house that day. I was like, I'm graduating. I'm getting the hell out of my house. And I was sleeping. And this was before cell phones. This is like, we did not have cell phones back then. If we did, it was kind of like the one that was like in the car with the cord. Mm-hmm. Like, we did not have a cell phone. And the phone rang at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I answered the phone. And it was the police. And I didn't want him to get in trouble. So I was writing a note. And then the police showed up to the home. And he got into an accident drinking and driving and killed his brother. So it was really sad to see that. And I watched like drug addiction after that. And I watched a family break and I lived with them for a while. So we got our own house and I was working as a full-time like apprentice at Coco and Buff. And like, I kind of was still the student learning everything, like learning how to like work with people, how to promote myself and how to build a book without social media. So September 11th happened and I was like, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm taking my life for granted and I'm seeing death and chaos all around me. I need to make a change. I need to value my life and realize like that I need more. So of course I'm 21, like I'm struggling. And then I became a mother at 23 with no family support. My family moved all away. I'm the only one left in Maryland. So I was in a very abusive marriage because of the chaos and turmoil in my life. I just thought love was hurt. I thought if somebody loved you, they hurt you. So I'm like keeping this dirty secret and my abuser like to tell me all the time that my family didn't love me. That's why they moved away and that I should be dead and that I didn't deserve to be a mother. So then that bionic badass that shaved her head came back out and was like, well, I don't need you and I'm going to be the best mother ever. And I'm going to show my son that even through struggle, you can have experience and you have a choice. It could be good. It could be bad. Where you can learn from it and realize never have to do that again. And I maybe went through this so you didn't have to. So I got into a heap of debt and my ex-husband thought it'd be nice to treat his new wife and charge up all my charge cards and get me in over $100,000 worth of debt. So I sold all my belongings and lived in a one-bedroom apartment with my son and was like, I'm going to get my power back. So I worked at Bubbles Hair Salon now in White Marsh. It's close to home. I could work every day of the week. So every time I didn't have my son, I worked. And if I didn't work, I didn't get paid. Like, I learned to go to the grocery store on Friday night, and it was buy one, get one free rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, my Thanksgiving every Friday. And I met my husband one night when I was like, I'm going to go out. And I wear this like red jacket with all my black. I was like a ninja, you know, hairdressers are. And I was like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to like find my people. I'm going to like find people that love and appreciate me. And somebody's going to love me and I'm going to tell them I don't want them. and I put my beer down on the golden tea machine and turned around to take my red coat off and spilled my beer down the crack of this guy's pants. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. He's like, oh my God, I just got here. I was like, I'll buy you a shot or something. And that's how I met my husband.
What?
Yeah.
She poured him a drink.
I poured him a drink.
Down his pants.
Yeah, I was like, that hot girl, like, he came up to my friend. So, like, I left. I was, like, so embarrassed. I'm like, see, this is, like, my sign. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be doing this shit.
Right.
And, yeah, so he found me through MySpace.
What?
Yeah.
So, okay. So how do you get your name?
I was there with more hairdressers and, you know, uh-huh. that were like wild and whatever. And he was like, who was your friend? And my friend was like, that's my friend Sophia. And I made her a MySpace page. Follow her. And like at this point in my life, I have a Palm Pilot phone. Do you remember that?
Oh, heck yeah.
I had a pump. I never had a BlackBerry, but right. like I'm taking it back to like the dinosaur ages. So like it's just so funny to see the growth of like where we even came as a couple. Right. So like he fell in love with me because his parents got divorced and then remarried. So he thought it was amazing that I was this mother who was like a badass working my ass off and not getting any support from the father other than he saw him. But he did not support me in any way. Like, I mean, my car has been repossessed. I have had no power. I have gone without food. I have learned the hard way.
There's so many. I know people that I've known throughout my career, like, hairdressing isn't the answer. You know, like, they're hairdressers, they're in our industry, but then, like, cars being repossessed and all that stuff happens, right? Mm-hmm. And then 9 times out of 10, those people, like, this career isn't working. You know, because chaos doesn't happen linearly, right? Like once you're in that, it's everything, right? I don't like my job. I don't like my spouse. I don't like my parents. You know, you're kind of in that mindset, for good or for bad or for real or for not real. That's just the reality of it. How did you know that, like, our industry, how did you stay in the industry where most people, at least in my experience, would leave the industry and that kind of thing? Because, again, I'm trying to say they would almost blame hairdressing to that. Does that make sense? And am I on track?
Yeah, I mean, like, I stayed in it because I knew that there was possibility of money. I didn't fall to the identity that hairdressers are wild and they're like bartenders and strippers and like club promoters. Like, I didn't fall into that. I fell into, if like, as I grew in my career, the more I educated myself, the more valuable I am. Just like a lawyer, when they go to school, they go and they get their masters and their doctrines and whatever, mm-hmm. and doctors. So I had to start investing in myself to know my value, because that's going to give you the confidence, like having the coach, having the mentor, joining the program. But if you join the program, get rid of your excuse-itis and show up.
Excuse-itis. I love that.
Cure it. You know, I've had excuse-itis. Like, I can't. Like, there's not enough hours in the day. I have 3 kids. Like, bullshit. We all have it. We all have it.
Yeah.
But we have time, which is invaluable. Like, if you had to put a price tag on your time, and once you do, you have to, like Britt says, if it's not a 7 or above, it's not worth my time.
Wow. Yeah, Britt Carmichael.
Hell yeah. It's on my phone. Like, I was so excited to see her in person.
That's a great, like, quote, isn't it?
Yeah, because, like, when I look at my phone, if it's not a 7 or above, now I have that reminder. How does that make me feel? 7 or above? Is that a yes, yes? Is that a hell yes? Or is that a hell no?
Yeah, for those who don't know who Britt Carmichael, we did a series, a 6 episode series
called Shine School.
Shine School. So go back and check it out. I mean, that's a great series. And she's here too. So yeah. It's nice to see her shine in this environment as well.
She taught me to be, like, in Shine School, to befriend your inner mean girl. I was like, that's what it is. Befriend her. See what her issue is. What the hell? You don't want to be a bitch. You want to smile and dance. Like, come on. Let's be real. So, like, get to know her and befriend her, because she's telling you what you need.
So when your husband, after you spilled the drink down his pants and he found you on MySpace, did he reach out to you? Did he say?
Yeah.
Hey, remember me?
He said, you want to be my friend?
Right.
And he had like a death metal song. Remember, you could have songs?
Right.
And my song was Crazy.
Right.
And I'm like, you wanted to be my friend, and I had a, my song was Crazy. Because I'm like a huge Violent Femmes fan. So like Charles Gnarls Barkley just came out with the new version at that time.
That's awesome.
It's so funny.
That should have been a clue, right?
Yes.
Crazy. I'm not dating Crazy. They always say that.
I know.
Don't date Crazy.
He said he loved it. And then, like, we just, you know, clicked. He was my soul fam.
That's so cool.
And then, ironically, he was born on my mother's birthday.
Oh, stop.
And then, more ironically, he was born on the same day as the boy that I dated in high school. Girlfriend. In Massachusetts, and they graduated high school together.
Oh my goodness.
So if that wasn't like the universe telling me, this is your man.
This is your man.
And like he was the bad boy. Like he had a tattoo on his neck. Like he was the hot tattoo guy.
Right. And that was before and, like, neck tattoos were a thing.
Exactly. Like that was my parents were like, barber. Oh my God, you're dating a convict. Yeah. I'm like, he's a Navy sailor, not a convict.
Say, yeah, I already dated a convict.
He's, yeah, you know, right on.
Traded up.
Blue collar. Yeah. A white collar convict.
And he was in the Navy.
Yeah. She just said that.
And I was telling her yesterday, but you were in the Navy.
Yeah, man. So
thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for the thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never know what to do with that. I got to be honest.
Well, that's you. You are a very special soul. Like you looked at your life as less than for your country. Not many people do that.
Well, I appreciate that. I totally appreciate that. Hey, I want to. We kind of had to wrap here in a sec, so I kind of want to fast forward and. Kind of to this weekend, back to this weekend. I guess we're coming full circle then. But how'd you get here?
By plane. It was an adventure for sure. Yeah.
So how'd you get here?
To the retreat or by like travel?
How'd you get here to the retreat via like via a stranger's car?
Oh, okay. So I flew in out of Baltimore, BWI. Uh-huh. If you guys didn't, I was hoping I would run into you. I was like kind of looking for you in the airport thinking I might.
Why didn't you hit us up, dog?
Yeah.
I'm like one of those people when people like I don't want to bother. And I know that I was so appreciative when Elizabeth made that statement last night. Like she literally came out and was like, don't ever think you're a bother. Like that's your own thoughts. And I'm like, this is all it is all those thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they true? But I should have. I will next time. But I was looking for you. And we had a little bit of weather. And I just finished like this 75 mindset challenge. So when the plane landed, I had 6 minutes to get to my flight. And Denver Airport is under construction, and it's huge. Have you been in Denver Airport?
I don't think we have. That's not one of the ones we've been to.
It's, like, bigger than Atlanta, if you've been to Atlanta. Oh, it has, yeah. Like, a terminal, yeah. But, like, you have to go downstairs and gates. And, like, I'm watching my gate on the plane, and it's going from A, which is a subway ride, to B, which is on the same playing field. So I got dropped off at gate 30, and I had to be at gate 95. Dude, I hope if anybody was in the Denver airport and you got this on video, please send it to me. I like won Olympic gold in that. I had a mask on running for my life. And I was like breathing for air. Like I was in a pool. Like, I mean, like I just ran and I didn't even get a power up like from those things. I was like, damn it. I should have powered up. Threw it. I might have made it. And I made it and the plane was there and they just shut the door.
Okay.
And my friends are on it, and they're like, they're here, we're here, we're here. And
I'm who's
like,
your friends?
Alana and Erica. So we are roommates, and we were friends, and we were, like,
so cool.
Supposed to stay in St. George the night before. So I'm like, they won't let me on. And they're like, no. And I'm, like, sitting there watching the plane just sit there and not let me on. So I got in my feelings a little bit, got a little FOMO, and, like, damn it. I'm left out, but I think that was like my time to be alone to really take in like what was going to happen. So then when I went to the airport the next day, so I had to spend the night in Denver, that was unexpected, which was fun. And then when I woke up the next morning, I was so much gratitude. Like I didn't have to sleep outside. I had a hot cup of coffee and there were people sleeping outside and I bought some coffee for people because I mean, like that's how abundance ripples is by telling somebody that they're worthy and that you look at them in the eye and smile at them and tell them that they matter because somebody probably isn't telling them that. So just like your words could help them. And then I just kind of like reflected. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Like, let me take this space. Who am I going to see? Like, how the hell am I going to get there? And I'm going to figure this out. And I've been working with Jamie C for the last year. Like, I wanted to quit here. I felt like too broken to help people. And then I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to power through. It's time to get bionic again. And Jamie got me.
Jamie C, Pretty Little Hombre.
Pretty Little Hombre. Uh-huh. I know her from Rising Wolf. That's Rising Wolf Coaching. I hired her one-on-one of December of last year. And every week we meet. And we talk and we plan, and she helped me push through my thoughts and my limiting beliefs. And I'm lined up to get on the plane, and who walks up behind me and says, "Stop. Sophia, is this you?" And I cried and I said, "This is why I missed my plane. This is why." So we bonded on the plane and decided to get some food together and grab a beer before we came to the chaos of everybody, because we didn't know if we were going to have intimate time together. Right. And I felt so valued and loved, trusted and seen and heard. And we were sitting there, and we got an Uber from the airport to Springdale, Colorado, and it says Mount Zion. So I figured that's where we were hiking. And there's shuttles. And we're sitting there, and guess what? You cannot get an Uber from Springdale, Colorado. Note to self. So I was like, all right, somebody's going to give us a ride. So we basically, like, hitchhiked at this brewery.
And so, whoa. So Sophia and Jamie C, Pretty Little Hombre, essentially hitchhiked
to
here.
Zion. And this guy, Gerald...
How far of a drive is this, first off?
First of all, it was 35 miles.
Okay, so it's not stupid. It's not 300. Stupid,
but Gerald was amazing. He's like, look at the cows. He like pulled the car over on the side of the road. He's like, get out, touch that cow, smack that cow. I'm like, no, Gerald, I'm not going to smack a cow. And he's like, we took pictures. I mean, we were cracking up. He drove us all up. He like grabbed our bags. He was like, And he's just like a musician who's like a crazy mechanic who's in maintenance, who has a YouTube. And like, Jamie coached him in the car to help him with his limiting beliefs. But it's like, it's the adventure to get here. It's all about the adventure and how you look at the experience.
So literally, like, Sophia and Jamie could have been murdered on their way here.
We trust. So Elizabeth taught us trust.
Oh, that is the craziest story, man.
Right.
We were sitting here. We had two young girls from, Colorado or wherever they were are missing.
I'm like, Jamie says, somebody sit in the front seat. She's like, get in the back seat. Get in the back seat.
Oh, so you guys were in the back seat.
And then Gerald is a funny guy. So as we pulled up, he's like, where's your bags? I'm like, what? He's like, you didn't grab them from the restaurant? I'm like, no. So shout out to Juicy Daniel. That's what I called the bartender. He was so nice because we asked him for a ride. He's like, dude, how did you get here? They were like, an Uber actually brought you here? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, with your bags? They didn't tell you that nobody would pick you up? I'm like, no.
This is amazing to me.
It's the adventure, right? So you could have looked at that as the worst case scenario, or what am I going to learn out of this? What experience? And now, like, Jamie and I have matching tattoos, like, from this, like, experience. Like, we all got matching tattoos here. Like, it's un-fucking believable, man. Like, why wouldn't you want to sit here?
Dude, that is a great story, man.
I know. You know? I haven't told my husband that one yet.
Oh, you just did.
I know. He's going to laugh. I haven't had reception. I feel like that's the universe way of telling me to truly be present and like to be here. I haven't been able to look at Instagram to enjoy everything. Oh. So I'm having FOMO of not seeing it, but at least I'm living it.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. Dude, so as we wrap here, I'm just so thankful for the Hair Love takeover. You know, I'm so thankful that you were able to join us. So, with Hair Love, and what we like to do is we like to, end our podcast with three takeaways. So, cue jingle.
Let's wrap it up. All the free tips are what's up. This is pretty fly, blowing your mind like oh me, oh my. Let's wrap it up. Woo.
Dude, what were your takeaways?
Biggest takeaway for me is to never give up.
Yeah. You know, that kind of seems to be like the universal, like, feel of the people that are here. Like it's just about persistence, and it's just about sticking to the tuitives. You know?
Yeah. And no matter what you're going through, there's things and people and presence and just things that can, no matter what you're going through, you have a purpose. You know what I mean? And it's just, it feels like you're going through hell. It feels like you're going through chaos. But, fight through that and seek the help and find your people and find your purpose.
I'm glad you brought up find your people, because that's where I was going to go next. And once again, for about the billionth time, I'm going to tell this story. But one of the greatest quotes we ever got was from our dear friend, Jen Plank. I was going on stage and I was really, really nervous. And Jen pulled me to the side and she said, your conversation isn't for everyone. It's for someone. Now go find your someones. And that kind of works out to go find your people. Go find your people. Go find your someones. And they'll give you the validation and the value that you are. Right. And that it's so funny. That quote started off as like a stage motivation, but it's kind of leaked its way into our entire experience.
Right.
You know.
And so what would be number three for you?
Join Beauty and Workshop. What's it called?
Workshop in a Box.
Workshop in a Box. Yeah, because it seems to be like
the foundation to get you in community. Exactly. If you're looking for community, this is where it is.
And who's not? And if you're not looking for community, you're lying to yourself, because that's the human experience.
I tell you what, sitting here, this weekend with you, watching you smile, your infectious personality. You're such a just this glowing light.
Thank you.
And after all the stuff you've been through, and to be able to shine like that, anybody who is listening to this, go follow Sophia. Go join her movement. Be a part of what she's doing, because it is beautiful. It really is.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hey, on that note, give out all your handles and all that stuff. Where can people find you?
Okay.
Other than at Hair Love Retreat.
So I am Sophia Musto on Instagram. I have a podcast called The Zen Setter Podcast, where it's an open and safe place for storytelling. And I'm The Zen Setter on TikTok, and then Hair by Sophia Musto on Facebook. So you can message me anytime.
Are you going to invite us on as guest?
Hell yes. I am working on my courage to ask people that I feel that are the trailblazers. So I would be honored to have you on my podcast.
Do we get to a trailblazer podcast?
That's freaking dope. And we're going to video it too and dab it on YouTube.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you can just show up and I'll give you the experience where you're just like the guest and we'll make it fun.
All right.
We're down. Let's make that happen.
Whenever you want. We can do it wherever you're like most comfortable, or you can come to my salon and hang out and we can check out.
We might have to do that. We might have to do a road trip up there. Yep. But remember what Elizabeth said. It's never a bother.
It's never a bother.
It's never
ask.
Just ask and you shall receive.
Amen. So on Hair Love Radio, we finish it up the same way each and every time. So until next time.
We hair love you.
We hair love you.
Hair Love Radio.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, share it with friends, give us a rating, and drop a review. To listen to all the latest podcasts, please subscribe from your favorite podcast outlet. And to stay connected on and off the show, you can follow us at Hairdistry on Instagram and all other social media platforms. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Peace and love.